Hello, everybody. Come on in. Happy Saturday. Saturday after Thanksgiving. Small business Saturday, isn't it? How's everybody doing today? Let me know in the chat. Maybe what was your favorite thing? If you had Thanksgiving dinner, what was your favorite thing? What was like totally worth it, y'all? Was totally worth it. I'm trying to think of like what was totally worth it for me. Y'all, the rolls. And y'all, they are just frozen Sister Schubert rolls. And I think Corinne actually called out Sister Schubert by name on a call last week. And I was like, there ain't nothing wrong with Sister Schubert. She is amazing. And I love her rolls. I mean, yeah, maybe fresh roll, fresh baked rolls, I'm sure are amazing as well. But y'all, I don't need any more than that. Just one Sister Schubert. There you go. Amanda had the same. Pumpkin pie, stuffing. Ooh, smoked mac and cheese. I made mac and cheese. I'm telling y'all, it was, it was good, but how like the sauce separates, like it gets kind of greasy. So I'm trying to figure out the science behind that, but it was still good. But yeah, I'm okay with, being done with that. Stuffing, homemade cranberry sauce. Okay, just what was really worth it? And it's interesting to think about that. And it's interesting to think about what wasn't worth it, right? What wasn't worth it? All right. Karen fucking Brent, I see you with your hand raised. You will be first up in line, but I do want to just talk about something for just a minute or so, because this is a, I mean, y'all know I do this call at, I've been doing this call at the end of the month for quite a while now, but we're doing it a little bit different. I mean, it's kind of the same, but it's kind of different. I love that, we're always just leveling things up for you all. We're always just figuring out how to serve you all better. And I'm sure some of you all heard Coach MJ's mid-month call on the 15th. That was, y'all, we can always save the month. Just no matter what day it is, we can save the month. We can have some wins today on Saturday, November 30th, and finish the month out strong. So we are going to start doing mid-month calls, or we are doing mid-month calls, because we also just know how the brain works. And y'all, at by the 15th of the month, ain't nothing new and shiny anymore. And so we just need a little reminder of what we're doing here and, how we're going to go. And then at the end of the month, oh, Karen, you didn't mean to raise your hand. Okay. I'd love to talk to you, but okay. Anybody else who wants some coaching here? Raise your hand. Okay, Karen, let's talk in a minute. So we're doing a mid-month call, and then we are doing an end of the month call. And we are, and unless it's a Sunday, we are going to actually have the mid-month call on the 15th, whatever day that is. And we're going to have the end of the month call on the end of the month, no matter what day that is. And so, we're just, gonna, really, because a lot of times I would do these calls on the 25th or the 26th or something like that. And I know y'all, I love y'all. I'm do it too. We're like, oh, well, it's not technically the end of the month and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, let's just make it easier for y'all and have it at the as close to the end of the month as we can and really help you assess your data, wrap up the previous month and then plan for the next month. So that's what we're doing. I love it. So I will be here, or maybe Coach Lizzie might be here, and one of us will be on the mid-month call as well. We may just kind of be switching it off. We'll see. We'll just see how we'll see how it goes, but it'll be fun to do either one of them for the month with you all and be with you all. So all right. So this is what we're doing today. I was looking at the description of the call in the Facebook post. There was a Facebook post about this call. There was a on the on the calendar, and I was like, okay, y'all, I'm trying to do my job. So what are we doing today? It is my job today to tell you all exactly what to do to lose 5 pounds this month. Who wants to lose 5 pounds? Let's see some thumbs up, hearts, all the what do they call reactions? Okay, I see a lot. See a lot, a lot, a lot. Hearts, thumbs up, all the things. Who wants to lose 5 pounds? So here's the question I want to ask you all. I want you to let me know in the chat. Do you know exactly what to do to lose 5 pounds this month? And if you do, tell me, Cheryl and everybody else, y'all tell me in the chat, what do you need to do to lose 5 pounds this month? And someone's already said four basics. So, okay, four basics. All the stuff in the chat is all like four basics related for the most part. I saw not restrict come through there. I think that's a really good one. I saw one that said no booze. How realistic is no booze? Just check in with yourself on that. Maybe totally realistic. But, are you ever going to want booze again? If so, you might want to figure out how to lose weight with some booze. Talk to yourself like a boss. Taking care of my mental health. Okay, amazing. I think you all know exactly what to do. And if anybody is new or just needs a little refresh, I broke out the old holiday weight loss workshop workbook from a month ago. And page five, it tells you exactly what to do to lose 5 pounds this month. And I'm going to read them to you, because I think we all need a refresher. And but it also gets a specific enough, because I'm hearing like no pain stress eating. Well, like, how do you do that, Mara? Like, we need to get specific. Do I need to feel the pain? Do I need to, have a relationship with the pain? This is the holiday, workbook, the holiday weight loss workbook. I'll post a link to the course here. Do holiday weight loss. This month in no BS. Darla's right here in the chat for you. Oops, I need to change it. Be sure to change your chat to everyone, y'all, so we can all see it. But there's me with a little picture of Corinne. So this is where this workbook came from. Okay, so I'm gonna read these to you. Y'all let me know in the Q&A if you have any questions. I see one thing in the Q&A. I'm not sure what it is yet. And then again, if y'all need any coaching and want to raise your hand, let's do that too. Okay. Losing weight during the holidays, but y'all, this is not even during the holidays. Losing weight anytime comes down to two things. Think before you eat. Every time you're about to put something in your mouth, ask yourself, am I hungry? If the answer is no, don't eat. That simple question can stop you from mindlessly eating all the holiday treats just because they are there. Think before you eat. Number two, take care of yourself. It's not about following strict diets or spending hours at the gym. Self-care is key to losing weight during the busy holidays. Get enough sleep, stay hydrated, and love yourself. Those are kind of like the big picture two things. But I mean, think before you eat is not even really all. Thank you, iPhone, for putting those in the chat. Think before you eat is not even really a big picture thing. It's very, very simple. Am I hungry? Is this what I really want to be doing right now? It is really just slowing down the process between hand to mouth. That's what we're doing here, y'all. Hand to mouth. I love it when Corinne talks about that because y'all, that's what it really comes down to. No one is shoving food in our mouth. We are hand to mouth. Okay. So if we can slow down that process a little bit, where it's like, okay, is this what I really want to be doing? Am I hungry right now? Do I want to do this? Or do I want to lose weight this month? It's a really powerful question. Okay. So now we're going to kind of get a little bit more granular. Again, this is all on starting on page 5, Holiday Weight Loss Workshop Workbook. The four basics of weight loss. A lot of you all mentioned the four basics. And this is a little sneak peek to our brand new No BS weight loss course that's coming out next year. Who's excited about that? Let me know in your reactions. Y'all excited about new? We all love new and shiny, especially at the beginning of the year. Y'all, we are reorganizing or kind of rethinking the four basics a little bit. They're not changing, but we're just kind of like reordering them a little bit, reprioritizing them a little bit, and kind of just breaking them up a little bit. Okay. And this is the sneak peek here in the Holiday Weight Loss Workshop. And I'll tell y'all, okay, number one is eat when you're hungry. Number two is stop at enough. Someone please tell me in the chat why we have that as number one and number two of the four basics, because they used to be together, right, as the dual hunger method. Why do y'all think we changed that to have basic number one, eat when you're hungry, and basic number two, stop at enough? Makes us think. Remember, I mentioned prioritizing the four basics. Anybody else? That's a hint. It's the biggest key to weight loss. Jean gets the prize. I have no prize. It's the biggest key to weight loss. Eat when you're hungry, stop at enough. If you're not doing that, you're not going to lose weight consistently with what we teach, period. I don't care how much you're exercising. I don't care that you're making a plan every day. I don't care that you're even getting all your water in or getting good sleep. If you're still eating when you're not hungry and you're still overeating and eating past enough, there's going to come a time, even if you're losing weight for a while, there's going to come a time where it's going to stop. Because y'all, our body only needs a certain amount of food. Okay. So, yep, they have the most impact for weight loss and they work together. Yes. Listening to our bodies, y'all, we've got to check in with our bodies. Our bodies are the experts, not these, external rules that we follow with other bullshit diets. So, okay, well, hold on a minute, Jennifer. Two is easier to focus on than four. Yes. I mean, yeah, start with eat when you're hungry and stop it enough. And you could even start with one, just one side of it first. Like for the month of December, just one side of it. I think MJ talked about that on the mid-month call. She was like, if you just ask yourself, am I hungry? Think before you eat, right? If you only practice that every day this month, I bet you would lose weight. I mean, and actually answered yourself, honestly, and then didn't eat when you weren't hungry. So, yeah, Jennifer says, when I started doing this, I consumed half of what I used to eat. Yeah. That's the reality, y'all. A lot of us are eating way more food than our body needs. And I know it's hard. I know it can be a surprise to us, but that's just the reality that we're living in. We live in this world now where the portions are way more than our body needs. So are you willing to eat less to lose weight? That's the bottom line. Okay. But I do want to go over the other two basics. Meet your basic human needs. I love this one because we changed this one up where it kind of encompasses a little bit more than just water and sleep. But water and sleep are the big basic human needs. 60, you know, we suggest 64 ounces a day. Some people need more, some people need less. You know, look at your urine. If it's pretty clear and not super yellow, not totally clear, but if it's light yellow, right, you're getting enough water. Sleep, we suggest 7. Some people need less, some people need more. I think I could probably sleep 10 hours a night. But I usually get around 7 to 8. And then self-care is the other basic human need. Here's what it says, and I really want y'all to hear me. Don't wait for others to take care of you. Don't wait for others to take care of you. Make sure you're meeting your own needs. Ain't nobody coming. This is what Mel Robbins says. No one is coming to take care of you. It's your job. And that may mean that somebody's got to wait a little while. Because we know a lot of y'all are over here taking care of everybody else's needs but your own. They can wait a few minutes while you take care of you first. You put your oxygen mask on first. Whether that's asking for help, treating yourself, taking time to rest, how you treat yourself matters. Y'all, if you are not treating yourself in a kind, caring, loving way, you're not going to be able to follow the first four. I mean, the first two basics. You're not going to think you deserve it. All these work together. When you feel good, you're less likely to turn to food for comfort. Dang, that's good. That Corinne is good. Okay, here's the last basic, y'all. This is what we're doing. We're figuring out exactly what to do to lose 5 pounds this month. The last basic is to make a 24-hour plan. Y'all, we used to have that as like up more towards the front. And then people were like, well, I make a plan every day. Why am I not losing weight? Because you were eating when you weren't hungry and not stopping at enough. That's why we switched these things around, right? Reprioritized. But y'all, making a 24-hour food plan is an amazing tool, an amazing gift we can give ourselves every day. But it's not required to lose weight. So if you aren't doing any of the basics right now, I want you to focus on either eating when you're hungry or stopping at enough or both. Okay? Because that is what is going to create weight loss for you all. Okay, but I'll talk about the plan here for a second. Planning ahead makes holiday eating easier. It makes all eating easier. But, you know, this is the holiday workshop. It's not about being restricted. Somebody mentioned not restricting. Y'all, that just, you know, that's what other diets told us to do in the past. I've been there and done that. I didn't eat sugar and flour for a long time, all the things. But it doesn't work long term for me. Unless you love not eating something for the rest of your life. I mean, if that's what you're into, go for it. Now, I'm not going to eat like black olives for the rest of my life because I just don't like them. But that's not being restrictive. That's just not eating what I don't like. So it's about making a thoughtful plan so you're in control. Eat the foods you love, but include things that boost your energy and mood. And don't forget, you can still enjoy flexibility. Plans change, adjust instead of eating on autopilot. Give yourself options on the plan. Tell yourself that, okay, if plans change, I can always just focus on hunger and enough. No matter where I am, my stomach and my brain goes with me. Kathy, this is the holiday eating, holiday weight loss workshop. If somebody wants to put, thank you, Krista. If somebody wants to put the link to that, that would be great. Okay. I want to know. Oh, Amanda said. Y'all, I get caught up in these conversations in the chat and I want to know what's going on. I find I'm losing friendships and even family members the more I take care of myself. Is this normal? Absolutely, Caitlin. Yeah, because those people, you have set expectations with them. They expect you to show up as your past self, where you were selfless and you gave everything to them. When we don't meet others' expectations anymore, yeah, people are very, very like disappointed sometimes when we don't meet their expectations anymore. And so, this is Caitlin, this is where I want you to do some journaling. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, is it worth it? I mean, and this is just an answer that, this is just something that you've got to answer honestly for yourself. Is it worth it for me to maybe lose some friendships? Maybe not have the same relationship with family members to learn how to take care of myself? Is that something I'm willing to do right now? And maybe it's like, is that just something I'm willing to experiment with or willing to try right now? Okay. And then again, answer honestly. And if the answer is no, then that's your answer. But the other thing is that a lot of times when we start taking care of ourselves and we start showing up in the way that we want to, like, yeah, those people may be kind of pissed for a while because you're not showing up the same way and you're not meeting their same expectations. But then, like they kind of come back around. Some do, some don't. I remember Corinne was talking the other day about a friend who like that she used to go out with and drink and eat with and stuff like that, I think. And like, yeah, they're not, friends anymore because they just don't have the same life. They don't have the same priorities. And that is totally normal. Totally normal, Caitlin. Okay. Kathy, here, let me just put the, I think I've got the, yeah. Okay. I just posted the link again for this, for the workbook from the Holiday Weight Loss Workshop. But I think that is, so I'm going to end there. So we have got think before you eat. And take care of yourself is kind of the big picture things, right? And then the four basics are now eat when you're hungry, stop at enough, meet your basic human needs, and make a 24-hour plan. So those are our four basics that are just a little bit reorganized and a little bit more prioritized. Okay. And the last thing I want to share with you, okay, we've been talking a lot of actions, right? But here's the deal. We can have actions all day long, but there's going to be days when the cat threw up and, we're late for work and we try on something for, and it's tight, our pants are tight and we feel like shit. Maybe we're getting sick. I don't know. And it's like, fuck these four basics. What then? Or we just kind of get into, sleep is part of the basic human needs. iPhone. So, sleep and water are part of that basic human needs, number three basic. So, what then, right? What is just, we're not going to feel like doing these every day. We're going to want to say, fuck it. So, here's two power thoughts that I use and continue to use. That have led me to, been my tool in my toolbox, one of my very, best tools in my toolbox, two of my very best tools in my toolbox as I was losing weight. And now I've been keeping it off for almost 10 years. Can't believe it. Next year it'll be 10 years. Two power thoughts. I'll put them in the chat. I doubt it, but I do it. I saw this on I think Pinterest one day. I was just scrolling along and I was like, whoa, I've never heard it said like that. Because a lot of times when we don't feel like doing something, it's because we're doubting ourselves and we're thinking, well, this isn't going to work. Nothing else has ever worked. I can't do this. How about we just normalize some doubt as a normal human being, but then we keep doing the things anyway? Because y'all, newsflash, y'all, my Korean is kind of coming out today. It's okay with y'all. Newsflash, we can do things even when we're in doubt with ourselves. We can do it. We can doubt it and we can do it all at the same time. So there we go. The other one, yes, okay, I didn't press enter. My other power thought that's a little bit longer and it's you can kind of make it yours is something like, I'm just going to try something different this time. That was my other big power thought, y'all. It's not sexy, but I just remember going, I mean, again, the doubt came in. Oh, I don't know if this is going to work. And like, you know, this is really like no other, you know, weight loss program I've ever been on. And, you know, it just seems crazy that like all you got to do is eat when you're hungry and stop it enough and we'll lose weight. I mean, that just seems crazy town. But I just shut myself down and I just said, okay, I hear you. But we're just going to try something different. I know it seems crazy town. I know it seems like way more simple than we thought weight loss had to look way more complicated than this. That's what the diet industry does to keep you coming back is to complicate things and also just, you know, like tell you to do things that don't work long term. But it's like, I've tried all that. I've done Weight Watchers a million times. I've done the shakes. I've done the, you know, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And I'm just going to do something different this time and see if it works. I'm going to give it a while and see if it works. Choose your heart is another amazing, Aletha. Y'all know your power thoughts. And this is just a good reminder of like, what is your power thought? Put it in the chat. Let's learn from each other. If y'all got one that you love, put it in there. Put it in there. Okay. So, okay. I think all the questions have been answered because Kathy, I put the link to the This Month in OBS is where I got this workbook. All right, let's do some coaching. Karen Funk and Brent, see what you got to say. And I just love it. I'm stronger than my urges. Ooh, that's good. That's so good. Hello.
I'm trying to get video and it's for some reason it's telling me no.
Uh-oh. You look like you're coming on. Hold on. Let me see if I can ask you.
Hit. There we
Oh,
go. There I am.
right.
Oh.
What's going on?
I need a kick in the ass.
All right. Well, I mean, you didn't already get one from what I just said.
It helped, but I think I need maybe two kicks.
Okay. All right.
Because I've talked everything through in my head. I have journaled. I have written stuff down. I know what to do. And then I'm still doing the exact opposite.
What if like it's not a kick in the ass you need, but what about like a hug?
Yeah, definitely that too. For some background, I'm going to cry. Can't not cry at this. My coworker, who was my everything at work, is days away from passing.
Okay. Okay.
And I have been eating like an asshole.
Of course you
Even with
have.
him telling me on his damn deathbed to take care of myself
Okay.
and knowing if he knew I was using my sadness about him as an excuse to eat and derail myself, he'd try to get up and kick my ass.
Okay, well, this is where we gotta switch the story around. You have absolutely been taking care of yourself during this time with
Doesn't
food.
feel like it.
Well, you got to start telling yourself that because what you're telling yourself now feels like shit, and it's only going to lead to more eating.
Okay.
You have absolutely been taking care of yourself right now with food.
Yeah, and
And
that's it's not fixing.
that's okay because that is what we have turned to always. This is
I
where we
know.
cannot beat ourselves up to change and do something different. It doesn't work.
I guess I just felt like this. I'm almost 2 years into no BS, and it's like I think in my mind, I thought I should be able to handle this better.
Nope, not until now. Because, I mean, here's where we use how long we've been in no BS against ourselves. Where it's like,
Yeah.
okay, you have, I mean, it's in 2 years, you have absolutely learned how to reach out for help. We know that. You're an
Oh, yeah.
expert at
Yes,
that.
definitely.
So that's what you were supposed to get out of the last 2 years. And now, here's where we put in some compassion for what we've been doing, what our, nervous system and our habit brain has just always thought we needed to do to take care of ourselves was to eat, to deal with grief and sadness and all the feelings. Okay.
You know, I've been saying to myself, you know, it's okay to feel all this. And I have been feeling it. I mean, I've been crying for 2 weeks straight. And I know that I'm reaching for food and overeating to distract from the other, you know, from that pain, to have the familiar pain.
So that's why
And,
you've been doing it, right? Familiar. In a time like this, you're desperate for something familiar.
I think where I'm at now is I want to step away from that familiar and not just honor him, but embrace what I've learned from him because this is the end of a almost 20-year battle he's had with cancer. And the 10 years I've known him, we've known this day is coming. And I had actually a discussion with my friend this morning about even though he's only 47, he's lived a big life. And I thought about some other people I've lost and who's, you know, lived a big life, lived a full life, no matter what their age is. And it hit me that what I was doing with food is not living a big life.
So here's what I'm hearing. You were absolutely supposed to eat for a little while and then come to this place that you are. This is how this looks. It's so funny how we think, oh, we're just, not supposed to eat at all. No, you were supposed to eat for a while and then come to this is you living a full life, is eating for a while and then coming to this place of, I think I want to try something different here. I think I want to, just like I said, I'm just going to do something different here. And here you are. What if this is the way that it was supposed to go? Because it's part of the past now, right? All the eating you've done is part of the
Yeah.
past. So here we are. Okay, I've tried this again. Turns out it didn't do anything different for me than all the other times. So now, how do I want to honor him and do something different? And what is that going to be?
Going to embrace the faith he's always had in me.
I'm going to borrow that belief from him.
Yeah, I am going to use his example of strength and grace because even Thanksgiving night, when I showed up, he was joking. I mean, the poor guy can hardly move now. And he said, "Hold still, I'll fix you a sandwich." And I just, He appreciated the little things and the big things and really didn't give a shit what anybody else thought.
Sounds
And
like
I
an
want to be more
amazing,
like him.
amazing. Yeah, sounds like an amazing example for you to be like and to
And I
offer.
mean, in some ways, he had the advantage of knowing that, none of us know when our expiration date was, but he knew his time was limited and he had to live it. And it's really hitting me today that, we're all on limited time and I'm tired of living the way I am. I want more.
How are you going to give yourself more today?
I think I'm going to start by dumping some of the leftovers from Thanksgiving that I don't need to eat. I have some desserts that I've already packaged up and stuck in the freezer for later dates. But there's things in there like mashed potatoes and scalp corn that aren't big deals. I'm going to put my Christmas decorations up and listen to Christmas music and hear him scream in my head because that was one of my favorite ways to torture him every year.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the gym. And then I think I'm going to go hunt for a Christmas ornament that reminds me of him.
Love it.
And I'm going to remember, I promised him. Just to take care of myself. I didn't promise. He didn't make me promise anything else. He didn't make me promise to lose weight or do anything. Just take care of myself.
Okay. So I want to add one more thing to the list that I think would be good for you to do first. Maybe throw away that food and then do this. Just so it's for sure, in the trash. I want you to maybe think about, I mean, I want you to put in some compassion for the past, just the past few days. And maybe think about, what if I told him, I mean, maybe you all have talked about it, but what if I told him what I had been doing the past couple of days?
Oh, he.
What would he say?
Oh, he'd be cussing up a blue streak, asking me what the hell I think I'm doing. And he would be so, I can hear him in my head saying, oh, like hell, are you going to use me and as an excuse for derailing yourself, for putting weight on, from stopping yourself from reaching your potential. He would be livid.
Okay.
He would love me through it, but he would be hot.
Okay. I was about to say it, but you said it yourself. He would love you through it. He has loved you through everything all these
Yep.
years. And that's the example that you want to emulate for yourself. Love yourself through everything that you did these last couple of days.
And I
Now you've got an action plan for the future.
think, someone in one of my accountability groups had pointed out to me that I'm probably, well, I am fortunate that I'm finally in a place in my life where I do realize what I mean to people and what people mean to me. And so I do appreciate being in a place in my life where I truly understand and accept who I am to him. And that feels amazing because there's only three of us allowed to see him from work.
And you're one of them. Yeah. What's his name?
His name's Joseph.
Joseph. So you have
And
some amazing, amazing Joseph thinking. What would Joseph do? What would Joseph say that you can have in your toolbox as well? Even after he's gone.
his, he'll be done with his suffering and his pain. But he'll always be with us, always.
You know, that's what we say about relationships, right? They're not about how often we see someone, or, you know, it is what we're thinking about those people. And that's why we can have a relationship with people after they're gone. And he can live in you forever.
Okay. Yeah, I like this line of thinking, because even though I can hear him saying, it's okay if you honor me, but you're doing this for you. Don't get confused on that.
I mean, I love him. He just sounds amazing. Because, yeah, he's not going to let you, you know, he's not
oh, no,
let you
he's
bullshit, right?
No, he has. In fact, he is the one who will look me straight in the eye and say, bullshit.
Okay.
Always has been. Always been the one to, even in the worst of times, flip it to a better thing.
Beth had a great idea. Write up the lessons he taught you. Write about this.
Yeah.
What do you want to remember? What would he say? You know, how would he answer this? Or what would he say if I told him this?
I will have to go into the Facebook group and post my favorite picture of him.
I love it.
Which I told him is the way I will remember him forever. And it makes me laugh every time, but it will not be shared in his memory book when he's
Okay.
gone.
Oh, I can't wait. You got to tag me.
Yes.
I'm
Thank you.
sure.
I feel a little more settled with this. And
he's you know, an honorary no BS woman, right? Sounds like it. He's
oh,
one of
yeah. He.
Our chosen few.
Very, very, very blessed to have him, even though the time's been way too short. And I actually hired him, and I would do it a million times more, knowing the outcome would be the same.
And that's you giving yourself credit. You knew there was something special about him.
Oh yeah.
And you can thank
Oh
yourself
yeah.
for that.
I've told him, he's known for years. When he walked out of the interview, it was a co-interview, and I looked at my coworker and I said, he's mine. And she's like, well, and I said, no, I'll fight you for him. And she laughed, and I'm like, no, I'm serious. I will take you out. And they gave him the choice of which one he wanted to work for, and he picked me.
You all have something very, very special. And it never has to end. Never has to end.
Nope. And I've been part of everything with him in the last 10 years. Even his wife laughed, and she's like, yeah, you've always known more than family has. So I think that's part of experience, the big pain. I've lost people. I've lost my father. I lost my boyfriend. I lost another friend. But this is the first one that I've gone through this stage with so much anger and grief that he's way too young and way too good.
Well, of course, you ate it first, right?
You know what, that my dad was 89. He had Parkinson's. It was his time to go.
Wasn't the same. So it all makes sense. It all makes sense. All right.
Compassion.
Post the picture.
I
Let
will.
Us know that you've thrown away your food. Let us know you've, you know, you're putting up your decorations, all the things. I know you'll share with us, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Got this. All right. Take care. Okay. All right. Yes, this is the planning call. Never know what's going to come up. I think that was really helpful for a lot of you all. All right, Miss Celeste. Got Celeste and Susie. List. Everything's connected, y'all. That's what I love about coaching weight loss is that. Celeste, are you coming? Let me try again. Oh, declined. Celeste, you declined. Okay. All right, Miss Susie. You've had your hand up for a while. That's what I love about coaching weight loss is that everything's connected. And we're overeating often because of something else going on in our lives, just like what we were talking to Karen about. So it's like a signal to us, right? When we're overeating, it's this amazing, amazing kind of check engine light for us. Oh, Susie declined. All right, Jennifer. Celeste, let me know in the Q&A if I can help you something with something. I'm proud of you for raising your hand. But let me know in the Q&A if I can help you. All right. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Good to see
you. I just wanted to thank Karen. I wasn't even planning on raising my hand to get coached, but I listened to her, and I think that what I'm going through pertains a little bit as well, but my situation is a little bit different. So I just kind of jumped on the bandwagon about 3 months ago, again, with no BS. My son got married this past Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, which was absolutely lovely. Some people might have seen me post pictures in the Facebook group. And I wrote a little blurb to go with that. On Thanksgiving Day, my mother, well, she had been kind of alluding to the fact that she had a health issue. My stepdad, who was like my dad, passed last year. And over this past year, she's really been suffering a lot with grief. I'm not really quite sure that she's grieved all the way or handled everything that, you know, she's dealing with. But she just said to my boyfriend and I the night before the wedding, something, something. And it probably has to do with my health issue. And I said, what's your health issue? She's like, oh, well, we're not going to talk about that right now. We'll talk about it later. So like in the midst of me being excited for my oldest son to get married and all the festivities going with that, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh gosh, like something's really wrong with mom and I don't know what it is. And like, I almost didn't want to ask her. We have a little bit of a tense relationship at times. And then I want to say the day after the wedding, which was Thanksgiving, she and I had an opportunity to be by ourselves at my house for a few minutes. And I said, Mom, what's the health issue? And she told me that she has breast cancer. She went through the whole story about how she's waited a long time, you know, to get it checked out. And we don't know. I'm actually going to the doctor with her on Tuesday to find out. And my issue is very much like Karen, I, and like almost all of us in this group, tend to eat my feelings and not feel things. And I'm in such a good place right now with like getting my sleep, drinking my water, the self-care. I'm not perfect, but I'm in so much of a better place than I was. And I am terrified now. I'm just going to lose it. And I'm not going to be able to keep this up through the rest of the holidays, through her treatments, through everything else.
Well, why wouldn't you be able to? If you've been able to do it now, what would keep you from doing all the things you've been doing?
Because I feel like I didn't have that on my plate as another worry or stress. And I've been trying to work on my stress eating. I've had a lot of health issues myself the past year. A really awful surgery with complications, and both of my meniscuses and my knees are torn. And like, it's like when one thing gets better.
But you've been able to practice these things during that, right?
I have.
This is kind of the evidence that we've got to remind ourselves of, is that you've probably felt a lot of the same things that you would feel with your mom in this last year, and you've been able to keep going. Right?
Right. Yes.
You felt worry for your, I mean, this is for yourself, right? You felt fear. You felt a lot of feelings. And you probably overeaten some. You probably eaten your feelings some. But
right.
Still been
But not able. As bad as I was.
Okay. So you've been able. This is what we have to remind ourselves that, okay, and this may feel different. There may be some different feelings, but they're all feelings that we can feel and that we're safe feeling and that we can feel without eating.
Right. And I have.
What do you think about that? Or does that feel possible to you? Does that feel?
Anything is possible. I mean, you have to try. You can't say it's impossible and just not try it. Okay. I think that I could keep, you know, doing what I've been doing. I don't have to stop because she has this diagnosis.
Yeah. And I think that right there, that sentence right there, Jennifer, it's so important for you to keep telling yourself.
Okay.
Because your brain may be saying that you need to stop. Like, we couldn't possibly lose weight and support our mother with breast cancer.
Yeah, I think my brain's freaking out.
This is
to be honest.
This is the thought that you have to stop, right? And you know, you got to kind of just interrupt in the moment and say, wait a minute, you know, and not just believe, right? Or not just kind of let it be there and say, wait a minute, but is that really true? Because what are we doing here? We're practicing these habits. Can I do that? Like, literally, can I do that while I'm going to appointments, you know, visiting my mom, running to the pharmacy for her, all these kinds of things. Can I drink my water while I do that? Can I, you know, listen to my body and stop it enough while I'm hanging out with my mom while she's, you know, in the hospital?
Right.
It's like these specific scenarios you've got to work on playing out with yourself. Because again, if we let our brain stay in charge, our habit brain stay in charge, it's going to be like, no way can we do this. But you have done it with yourself, with, you know, doctor's appointments and pain and emotions. And you can keep doing it.
I do need to remember that. I forget that always. It's like the first thing to go out of my brain for some reason.
Well, it's because your brain is normally working. And I like to say, like, you know, when life happens, our brain is like, you know, doesn't think that, you know, like we're as complex as we are as human beings. It's like, we can have our mom with breast cancer over here and we can continue doing this. But our brain's like, nope, everything's got to go in one bucket. Like
that's exactly right.
Bucket.
Right. Yeah.
I like to call it, right? It's like,
yeah.
And it's like, that is not true. You have concrete evidence. We don't even have to just think about how it couldn't be true. We already have concrete evidence that life can happen. Things can happen in life, and we can still practice taking care of ourselves in these different ways. And so, but this is a thing this is not a one and done kind of reminder, right? It's just going to keep, don't you think we need to like say, fuck it here? No. And again, this is how you best take care of your mother, by taking care of yourself, just like with Karen.
Right.
Right. Yes. This is how you can honor your mom, by taking care of yourself in the ways. Right.
Yeah, the self-care piece is big. I mean, I'm a mom of three boys. I'm a special educator. I've been teaching for almost 23 years. Like, I've always put everybody first. And I've really been trying to practice that. And I mean, truth be told, I think what she has can be genetic. And so if, you know, when that's confirmed, I'll need to go for genetic testing. And I just said to myself when she told me that day, I journal every day. I was like, you know what? This is your opportunity to take the best care of yourself that you can. Maybe I didn't all the, you know, in the past, but if this happens to be something that's genetic, I don't have to, you know, just lay down and take that and say, oh, that's the way it is. So.
And we know that all of this stuff is connected, right? All of this stuff, you know, it's not these separate parts of our lives, right? It's like when we are taking care of ourselves in this way, it really can affect, you know, our bodies and our healing and our, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah. I wish I would have realized that when I was younger.
Well, you know? We wish we would have realized a lot when we were younger.
I know. You're right.
So that's, you know, that's part of the past now, right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, what now with all the, you just didn't know what you didn't know back then.
Right.
That's what I like to say. I also like to compare kind of wanting to change the past as leaning up against a brick wall and just trying to knock it over. Like we just exhaust ourselves
to look at it
serves no purpose, right? We just fighting with the past, right? And wanting that to change. You know, here we are. Everything got us to where we are today. Mm-hmm. Now what? Moving forward.
Right. And, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for that. Because I think this is going to be a long road.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. At the very beginning, right? You didn't even know what was going on.
Right.
You know? And it's like you and your mom were able to connect. And now you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten this gift of knowing.
Right.
And now, what are you going to do with it, right? How are you going to support your mom and take care of your mom at the same time as yourself? And like, this is where you can blow your own mind. But you've already been doing it, right? Again, some people who had two bad knees and all this stuff would be like, well, fuck it until I get the knees fixed, you know? And it's like, no, you have already been doing this where it's like, you know, everything, you haven't been putting everything in one bucket. You know, you've got multiple buckets here or whatever we want to call them, you know, but it's like, it's just more of the same for you, more of the same practice.
Right.
You can do this because you've already been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. I'm so glad you raised your hand. All right. See ya.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Let's look at, let's see, we got a couple of questions here and then we'll get out of here. So, because I think Celeste, let's do you first. I'm doing the things, but I'm sure I'm not doing it right. My gut says I'm not stopping it enough. One thing that stands out to me is with being so busy, I have time for one meal. I lose 3 to 4 pounds in one night after eating lunch and being done. I've been weighing every day to try to normalize me seeing the weight every day. When it goes down that much, I feel that's what I need to do every day. Then life happens and I eat another meal. I feel so hopeless. Okay, here's Celeste. I'm so glad you posted in the chat because here's the thing. This is the one piece of information. If you don't take anything away from my answer, your weight today is not a direct reflection on what you did yesterday. That, if you continue to believe that, that's what's going to continue to screw you. Okay. Your weight today is a reflection of probably about the last 10 days to 2 weeks of decisions. This is just not how our body works, y'all. And it's all explained in detail in the Conquering the Scale course. But I don't even think you need to, you know, do that course. What you need to know is you cannot, you just can have to stop connecting your decisions yesterday to your weight today. And it's about, okay, how do I want to lose weight long term? Is that, I mean, it just sounds to me like you're still holding on to some old diet mentality of, you know, less is, you know, can I eat, you know, eating the least amount as possible. You only have time for one meal. Here's the deal. It takes about 5 minutes to eat a meal. It takes a little time to put it together too. But what are we doing here? We are losing weight in a sustainable, doable way for the rest of our lives. What can you do for the rest of your life that you can do right now? to fuel yourself, to practice eating when you're hungry and stopping at enough, and then to stop connecting that number with this on the scale with exactly what you did yesterday or earlier today or whatever it is. Okay. That is just not, it's not the truth. It's not the truth. Our bodies are way more complex than that. You know, there's so many factors involved in that number on the scale. Poop, hormones, water, amount of sleep you've gotten, you know, it's your gravitational pull on the earth. That's all it is. And so we just got to stop these scale games of, well, I weighed this today, you know, I lost 2 pounds today. So whatever I did yesterday is what I need to keep doing. So I can, I mean, y'all, we're not supposed to lose 2 pounds a day. Okay. We just got to stop playing these games with the scale. Okay. So this is what I want you to go back to, Celeste. The basics I talked about in the holiday workshop. Eat when you're hungry. You said, my gut says I'm not stopping it enough. If your gut says it, then you're probably not. Can you practice stopping a couple of bites ahead of time and see how you feel and see how long your meals last you? And then really practicing doing what is sustainable for you for the rest of your life. Because here's the thing. We don't lose weight one way and then maintain it a different way. That is so hard, y'all. That is so hard. We want to lose it the same way that we maintain it. Then we don't have to change a whole lot. Okay? So that's that. All right. We have one last question in the chat or in the Q&A. I'm so depressed. Holidays are so sad. Family can't be in the same room without fighting and drama. No one came to Thanksgiving. I went to 3 different houses for Thanksgiving. So upset. As the mom, I remember holidays in the past where everyone was together and happy. Food is my comfort. I hate myself. I'm almost back to the 200s. I don't know how to stop and get myself back on track. My clothes are tight. I can't breathe. Just feel stuck. How do I get out of my head and get back on track? Here's the deal, Anonymous. Here's what's happening. The holidays don't look the same as they did before. Our brain wants everything to be the same, always and forever. But that's just not real life, right? People decide that they don't want to spend time with this person or that person. But here's the thing. This is when we get into trouble. It's when we make, you know, things changing, when we make them mean something about us. As the mom, all that's happened here is that people have just chosen not to spend time with each other and that traditions are changing. How can you be okay with that as the mom? You went to 3 different houses. Can that be your new tradition? Sounds kind of fun. You get to go to all kinds of different, you know, places and see all the people. It's just not the same as it was. And it's probably not going to be. And there may be a grieving process for you. But then how can you be okay with it and not make it mean something terrible about you as a mom? Because that's where the eating comes in. It's not about you. This is where, y'all, it's not always about us. It's not always about us. You probably didn't do anything wrong as a mom for this to happen. It just happened. Yeah, and you're still seeing your family. That's what Tamara said in the chat. How can you be okay with change and not make it mean something terrible about you, Betty? This is thought work 101. This is when you hear the terrible thing come in and say, is that really true? Did I do something horrible as a mom growing up for this to happen now? Do I know that for a fact? Let's just crack open the door a little bit and let the light come in. This is where we kind of warm up to some new thoughts. Okay. Not going to 100% believe it now or maybe ever. But you can tell yourself something like, you know what? I'm working on not making everything mean something terrible about me. I'm actually working on making this mean just It's something about them. Has nothing to do with me. I'm working on believing. You can always put that in the front of any thought, y'all. Because, like I said, we may never get to 100% belief, but telling ourselves that, writing it down, journaling on it, that can help us kind of wiggle out of these terrible thoughts and warm up over time to these new stories that we want to tell ourselves. And by the way, next month, literally tomorrow, tomorrow's December 1st, the theme for the month is going to be becoming the hero of your story. So we're releasing some of the camp content from a few years ago. And that was the theme. And y'all, I think this is exactly what I'm talking about here. We want to make, you know, we tend to make ourselves the villain or the terrible one of the story, the big, you know, mistake maker of the story instead of the hero. Okay. And so this month, that's what we're, this next month is what, that's what we're going to be talking about. All right. So here's the thing, Anonymous, last thing, and then we'll be out of here. How can you make this about them and new traditions so that you can get back to losing weight? Because if we're just continuing to make it about us and things should go back to the way they were, that is the resistance that always leads to overeating. Okay. So once you do some journaling on that, reach out and ask coaches if you need more help. And we've got you over there. All right, y'all. This was a good call. I love that you, Laura, I love that you were able to attend live for the first time. I'm in the zone today, y'all. So this was so fun. And you just never know what we're going to talk about on these calls, but it's one of my favorite things to do and just love being here with you all every month. And I also do a binge call every month. So I'm the binge expert around here, and we got some exciting news for our bingers for next year. Stay tuned for that. So that's coming down the line, all kinds of exciting things coming down the line in 2025. But y'all, we have someone mentioned in Facebook today, we have 32 more days. I mean, I guess counting today. Yeah, counting today, we have 32 more days of the year. That's a lot of time, y'all. That's almost 5 weeks. Okay. How are you going to show up for yourself and get some shit done these last 32 days? Okay. So that's what I want to leave you all with today. All right, guys, have a great rest of your holiday weekend. And we're here for you. Just reach out. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.